plays really well. And, you know, through this stretch, where we haven't performed as well as we want, we've put a lot of pressure on our seniors. And we've made it clear that they needed to step up for us. And I think in the last 2 weeks, our seniors have done that. And, you know, we didn't reap the benefits of it 1 week ago against an outstanding Duke team. But our seniors said the right things last week. They led the right way. And then this week they did the same. And I think we got a little help from our junior class. Our juniors really, I thought, stepped up today. Mike Evans, Matt Drennan, Andrew Miller. I think, you know, our upperclassmen really made this win possible. And we've lost 5 games in a row as a team. We just won a game as a team. And I'm just very proud that our guys showed enough character to battle back, to play against what we think is a very good team. Two very good goalies. You know, a team who's had one face-off guy has been facing off at 59%. You know, and a defense that's been pretty good. So, honestly, we're just happy to win, and the guys will enjoy it for tonight. But this is only step one for us. We haven't, you know, we've still got a lot of work ahead of us. But this was step one, and in order to walk, you got to crawl, and in order to run, you got to walk. So we took a step today.
Coach, for you or Mike, did you notice in practice or in films that you might be able to slide Mike in there, because nobody's done that today this year?
Slide Mike?
You know, in close to the net for that inside pass.
You know what? Our assistant coaches have done a great job with this team. You know, in a year like this where you have quite a few bumps in the road, you don't necessarily see that. I think Bobby Benson did a great job this week. He came up with a plan to start everything in a circle and possess the ball a little bit more, give our guys some touches and some confidence and some rhythm. You know, it was his call to keep Mike Doniger in the game. And one of the things we talked about, and Michael knows this, when they short-sticked him, we talked about taking him out of the game and putting someone who could attack a little bit more. And I thought Michael did a great job of finding the gray areas today. So, you know, the credit goes to Bob Benson and Michael and his teammates. So, Michael, if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just the guy who finds space. It's about the other five offensive guys that are working with the ball on their sticks. So I'm just benefiting from what they're creating.
Steven, you blew it away today on faceoffs. Cottle just told us that was the game. He said, we got killed on faceoffs. He said, everything else we couldn't do because of that. Talk about your domination today.
Well, I think today, you know, it wasn't just one guy. I think today it wasn't just me taking draws. Today we got some really great wing play. And I think, what was it, 12 or 13? Well, I had 7 ground balls. The other 5 are, you know, are wings. So that's a huge credit to Matt Bocklet and Paul and Mike Kimmel and Andrew Miller for doing just a great job of keeping their guys off of me. And when the ball came to them, they were opportunistic and they were able to pick up ground balls. And that's really the key to facing off, is to having – it's not one guy, it's a unit. And when you work as a unit, then you can do stuff like this on days. But I think we've had a couple of bumps in the road, but today felt pretty good, and you know, just kind of want to use that to go into Navy next week.
Talk about your goal at the beginning of the second half.
I pulled the ball forward, and I was running down the field, and they kind of, our guys did a good job of keeping space, and I saw that they weren't going to come to me because they pushed out on all of our attacking. So I kind of, you know, what do you do when no one slides you? You got to shoot the ball, right? So I was lucky enough to get a good goal there, but yeah, it was a simple play pretty much.
Michael, one of your best games in the net for Hopkins. I would say your best game from what I've seen. Talk about what was the difference today for you?
I think it wasn't really today. It was more of a full week process, and I can just say I'm thankful to have the coaching staff that I have to help get me out of that mental slump, you know, and help me regain confidence in myself and the teammates, you know, to help do the same thing. And, you know, without these guys, I don't think I would have as be fortunate as I was today.
How much easier is it to play goalie when you've got the team winning every faceoff?
It's a world of difference. I mean, you could tell we played offense the majority of the game, and that gives your defense not only does it give us a rest, but it gives us, builds us confidence. And I think the guys in front of me play unbelievable. They forced low percentage shots, and you know, I couldn't be more happy for them.
Well, that wasn't the only switch. We just, look, you lose five in a row. You better start to, you know, make some adjustments. And if we hadn't made any adjustments and we were sitting here in front of you guys and had lost, you'd be looking at me going, what are you doing? So we just felt like with Paul and Steven, Michael was getting lost. And, you know, that's three guys that like to have the ball in their stick, and Michael was taking a back seat. So we took Mark Bryan, who we think has had a good year, and maybe not by goal production, but by the things he does. He doesn't need the ball on the stick. He can invert. He can dodge off the wings. He can play without the ball. You know, we took Paul off the wings. I think Paul took maybe one or two wings today, which we felt like gave us, you know, a big lift because he was fresher, you know, later in the game. We got a couple of important faceoffs from Matt Valente, which, you know, it may be three or four of them, but those three or four are plays where Steven doesn't have to run out on the field, face off, run off the field, or get stuck on D. So those little adjustments, I mean, credit to Coach Benson for making those adjustments on the offensive end. And then the other thing we did was we took Matt Drennan off the wings completely, and we used Bocklet up on the wings, and we played Sam DeVore, a sophomore defender, more down at close defense. So I think those adjustments worked to our advantage today. It just got more people involved. It rested some people. And, you know, again, if we hadn't won, we'd be staring, you'd be looking at me saying, well, great adjustments, Coach. But, you know, we were fortunate that they were the right ones for today.
Paul?
Michael?
Yeah, there's definitely a sense of, you know, I think now we can take a deep breath, and we just kind of got that confidence back today. But by no means does that mean we're overconfident. The only thing we're thinking about right now is Navy.
Paul, last year you had that big goal against Maryland in overtime, turned the whole tide of the team. Was that discussed this week, and was it like saying it's not too late for us? Is that
followed
up in practice or about you?
Well, no. We knew going into this week that our season's by no means over. And, you know, we slipped this so far in this midseason with this five-game losing streak. But we just had to stick to what we think is right and focus on what we can change in practice during the week. And that's it. And that had to do with our leadership and our hard work, you know, every day. And, you know, mentally preparing yourself for this game. And, you know, last year was last year, and you know, as you guys know, this is a totally different year. And
kind of similar situations, as far as you came up with a tough record and you won.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, this is Maryland Hopkins, and you know, the records sort of go out the window in this game. You know, I mean, that's just the way it happens to be. You know, viewed by everyone that this game was like sort of a critical juncture for us, but you know, this everything goes out the window in this game. It's the biggest rivalry in lacrosse, and you know, the stands were filled, and both teams were pretty excited to go, so, you know, it was a war.
Dave, when you're in a losing streak and you've given up some goals, your goalie probably takes a little bit of heat. He's a first-year starter. How do you think he's held up? Obviously, he came out and played well today.
Well, when someone asked me after the Carolina game who was our starter was, it was a very simple answer. It was Mike Kvosdin. If you asked me after the Duke game who our starter was, it's Mike Kvosdin. And if you asked me today, it's Mike Kvosdin. You know, I don't know that Michael played his best lacrosse in those two games, but he played well enough in the games prior to that to help us win those or put us in a position to win them. And I don't really think we've done our job defensively in front of him in the last couple of games. And, you know, our defense took a little heat this week. I went after him a little bit in the locker room after the Duke game. And for us to give up 17 goals, I don't care who it's against. That's appalling to me and to this team. And, again, that's not to take anything away from Duke. They're an outstanding team. They've done that to a lot of teams. I took some criticism of our defense from some of you, and it all rightfully so, all deserved. So our defense, I think, did a better job of making Michael's job easier. And I think in the net, Michael made their job a little bit easier by making the saves he needs to make.
So the four pleases the coach maybe more than the 10 does today?
Yeah. bottom line is I don't care how we were going to win today. We needed to win.